Father, open our understanding.
Baba, eshiwa niye.
Lay your hands upon us.
Ebia owo ilewa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu. Agbadura.
Let's have a sit and take our Bibles.
Eje ka joko ka si gbe Bibeli wa.
And listen very carefully.
Esi teti gbo mi daada.
Today, you know, it's a two-in-one program.
Oni ipade meji ninu okan ni.
Very soon,
laipe,
we shall go into deliverance for born and unborn children.
Awonu eto itusile fun awon omo ta ti bi ati awon ita oyi bi.
And I want to believe you brought the photographs of your children here.
Mo fe gbagbo pe ti mu aworan awon omo yin dani wa.
Glory be to the name of Jesus.
Ogo ni fun oruko Jesu.
This is the second edition of that prayer for the children. The final edition will be the next Palm of
Changers.
Meanwhile, listen to this short message, which is the thrust of our prayer before we go into the deliverance prayers. The mystery of evil load. The mystery of evil load. One tragedy of life is that a man or a woman can carry a spiritual load without knowing. One tragedy of life. That a man, a woman, can be a witch, can be a wizard, and you don't know. One tragedy of life. That a man or a woman could carry a luggage from the womb. And then carry that luggage till adulthood. And carry that luggage till death. It is a very serious matter. Try and understand, beloved. There is a physical realm. There is a spiritual realm. Doctors, lawyers, experts, consultants, they are limited to the physical realm. It's a completely different dimension when God opens your eyes and you can see. As a matter of fact,
Koda,
if God opens your eyes, you may not be able to buy anything from the market. So God in his wisdom does not open the eyes of majority. Why? Because some will not be able to handle it. Some will handle it immaturely. Some may even sleep and not wake up again because of the terribleness of what they see. Jesus looked at a woman. He saw the woman tied with rope. And that's why the woman was bent double. But human beings, they just saw a woman bending down. They couldn't see into the spirit realm. Jesus, who saw into the spirit realm, was able to pray the correct prayer. Was able to give the correct instruction. The correct command. Sometimes when you can't see, you pray prayer of game of chance.
He
spoke straight to that woman.
Said,
woman, thou art loosed. Nobody saw any rope. But he saw the rope. He saw the rope. A man came to my office many years back. He had trouble. Serious trouble. He had been sacked. He had trouble in the place of work. He's sick. all kinds of things.
Orisirisi nkan subulu.
But as he walked into my office,
gbani bo ti rin wo office odo mi,
I saw someone following him.
Mo ri pe enikan tele wole.
He himself was carrying a coffin.
Ohun fura re orupo si sori
on his head.
Orupo si sori.
And the person following him,
eni to ntele leyin,
was pointing to that coffin.
Iye wa na ika si posi na.
So I looked.
Mo ba wo.
And a woman came out of the coffin.
Obirin kan ba jade ninu posi na.
Very light in complexion.
Obirin ohun pupa fo.
With two tiny tribal marks on her face.
Pelu ila tere tere meji loju re.
And the coffin closed back. And the woman who followed him went back.
Obirin to tele leyin iyan ba pada o nlo.
And I asked the man,
mo ba bere lowo okunrin na,
do you know any woman with tribal marks on the face, light in complexion?
Alagba.
That was my former girlfriend.
Ọrẹbìnrin abani dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mi ìgbà kan rí nìyẹn.
I said, why is she now?
Ó ní òun dà báyìí.
He said she died.
Ó ló ti kú.
What killed her?
Irú kú wo ló pa?
He kept quiet.
Ó bá dákẹ́.
I asked again.
Mo tún tún bí.
What killed her?
Ikú wo ló pa?
Say, well, she did the first abortion for me, she did the second abortion for me, then the third time she did not survive, she died. So why she said that? The Lord said, son, don't waste your time praying for this man. He's dead already. 3 days time, he was dead. But before then, he carried a luggage on his head. This is why I want your amen to be uncommon now.
That
right there where you are, if there is any evil load on your head, in the spirit realm that you cannot see, but is tormenting your life, I command it to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let the luggage catch fire, 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 in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards me.
No, what do you do?
Father, let your power flow into this hand. And as many heads as this hand shall smite, any luggage of the enemy must go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, time to smite your head now. 7 times. One. This is not aggressive enough. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wish you could see what is happening now. Sit down. So that's the first point I want to establish.
There
is a spirit realm.
There
is a physical realm. The servant of Elisha, when he saw soldiers surrounding them, he was worried. But he found that his master was not worried. When he came, my father.
Baba mi.
We have been surrounded. Elisha said, oh God.
Elisha pe Olorun.
Open his eyes.
Si ni oju.
Let him see.
Ko le ri na.
And his eyes popped open.
Oju re sila.
And he saw that the soldiers from heaven and chariots of fire that were with them were more than those with the enemy.
O wa ri pe awon mo ogun orun ati keke ogun ta won ode orun to yi awon ka o po ju awon ota awon lo.
This is a very serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro yi.
We are going to a second prayer now. Listen. You can become a witch, a wizard, an enchanter, a familiar sweet person in 5 ways. One. You can become one by decision. You decided to be part of them. So in that case, you know what you are doing. Two, you can become a witch or a wizard or anything by inheritance. You have come from a family where it rains and they're giving it to you. Three, you can become a witch or wizard or anything you want by force. You don't want to be part of them, but they are forcing you to be part of them. That's why they feed some people in their dream, whether they like it or they don't like it. I'm praying for anyone here today. If they are forcing an evil luggage on your head, may that luggage go back to the centers now. In the name of Jesus, light your amen, roar like thunder. Four, you can become anything unconsciously. Maybe you were careless. You took fruit from your friend and you ate it. You went to the wrong place, so you got infected. Fifth, you can become anything by covenant. Once you enter into a covenant with a thing, whether you are aware or you are not aware, you become a member. The same 5 ways. An evil load can come upon a person. But whatever ways that load has been laid, I have an instruction from heaven to demand that those evil loads must go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold amen. Say, angelic firing squad. I don't hear you shouting it as loud as you should shout it. Shoot my evil load in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah.
Eshibibele yisi we wole Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 58.
Iwe Isaiah orikeji dini ado ni ogota.
Verse 6.
Ese ikefa.
Isaiah 58.
Isaiah orikeji dini ogota.
Verse 6.
Ese ikefa.
If you are there, say yes.
Anybody shibe ko ukebe ni.
Isaiah 58:6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness? To undo the heavy burdens.
Lati tu eru wuwo.
To undo the heavy burdens.
Lati tu eru wuwo.
To undo the heavy burdens.
Lati tu eru wuwo.
And to let the oppressed go free.
Ati lati je ki anilara lo lofe.
That ye may break every yoke.
Ati lati ja gbogbo ajaga.
If you are under heavy burden, you will certainly be oppressed, and you will have yokes upon you. The purpose of fasting and prayer, that is part of the purpose of fasting and prayer. In Matthew 11 now,
you know, Matthew,
which is the good news, Matthew chapter 11,
Matthew,
verse 28. I'm so happy that Jesus said this. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For
I'm
meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Because he has said, come unto me, you that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. It is not physical load alone, majorly spiritual loads. In Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden upon the Lord. The issue of spiritual evil load is a serious matter. So serious that we read in Isaiah 10:27 that the anointing is needed to remove the burden and to break the heavy yoke. In Isaiah 10:27, it is from this passage that you find the language anointing breaks yoke. Anointing breaks yoke. Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. The anointing, the simplest definition for the anointing, is the burden removing and yoke breaking power of God. Burden removing, yoke breaking power of God. So for the anointing to be required, to remove burdens.
Lati yo eruwu okuro.
Then evil load is a serious matter.
O tumo si pe eruwu buru oro to le ni.
It was many years ago.
Lapo odun seyin.
When I first started off in ministry.
Ni mo koko bere ise ranse.
I was invited to a crusade.
Wọn pe mi lo ibi soju kan.
And I was there that day.
Mo si debe lojo na.
Talking about what I'm talking about now.
Ohun ti mo nso loni na ni mo nso.
But in a different way.
Sugbon lona miran.
In a different way.
Lona miran.
I was a lady at the back.
Ọmọbìnrin kan o wa lẹyin.
I think she was 38, 39, I've forgotten the age.
Ojo pe ọmọdun mejidini ogoji si mọkandilogoji ni.
And we started prayers.
A si bẹrẹ adura.
And the prayer that day.
Adura lojo yen.
It's very simple.
O rọrun o.
Every owner of evil load.
Gbogbo ẹlẹru.
Carry your load. Because Jesus said, my own yoke is easy. My own burden is light. So that everyone you are carrying does not belong to Jesus. The lady had that word. She was 38 or 39. She had never menstruated for one day. She was at that meeting. She started prayer. Started prayer. Owner of evil load. Carry your 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 load. She prayed until she was sweating. All of a sudden, God opened her eyes. And before her, she saw a short old woman. And a tall man in white garment. And there was a dirty looking load between them. And the man in white garment was talking to this woman. Said, you place this load there. Carry your load. The woman said, no. The angel looked again.
Angel
said, I said, Moni, carry your load.
Beruwe.
She said, no. How can I carry it? I'm dead. So how can I come carry it? The angel now got angry.
Angel
the eyes became red.
He
said, listen. I did not ask you whether you are dead or alive. I'm going to say this thing the last time. And after the last time, I do not intend to repeat myself. So I said, carry your load. And she picked it up and walked away. It was when she walked away. When I said, in Jesus' name we pray. When I stopped the prayer and they said, amen. Blood was already trickling down her legs. Who would have known that there was a load on her head? That is the load that caged her menstruation. In boiling anger. I'd like you to shout this prayer louder than anyone around you. Owners of evil load! Carry your load! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why you are here. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards me again. Father, these hands, let them collect the anointing that breaks yokes, that destroys bodies, that breaks yokes, that destroys bodies, that breaks yokes, that destroys bodies, that breaks yokes, that destroys bodies. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready. I'm going to count seven again. Don't feel sorry for that head. Smite it. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Something is taking place.
Oh, counselor.
Yes. The luggage of bad luck is being taken away. The luggage of stagnancy, of frustration, of disappointment is being taken away. Is it taken away? Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Have your seat.
Ejoko.
Spiritual warfare.
Ogunjija temi.
It's a strange arena.
Oje gbagede to sajeji.
What you see.
Ohun to ri.
May not be what you are fighting.
O le ma je ohun to baja.
It's a strange arena.
Gbagede to sajeji ni.
If Satan begins to roam around the street. With giant eyes, two horns, and a long tail, nobody will follow him. But they will disguise. And the devil can use anyone as long as he gets whom he wants. Your house girl can put a load on your head. Your boss in the office can put a load on your head. Anyone can be used. The enemy is an expert at using distracting cover. It is suicidal and insane. If the only spiritual enemy you see are those that wear traditional uniform of witchcraft, no, it's not everyone wearing the costume of the flesh that is like us. You need violence. Spiritual violence. To command them to carry their load. And never to bring that load back. The lion raided the sheepfold of David. It carried the lamb and left. David did not say, ah, Lord, I thank you for saving me from the lion. He just took a lamb. That's okay. The Bible says he went after it. Went after the lion. There are things you thought you had lost. No. It is still in the lion's mouth. We have to pursue them this morning and bring the meat out of the mouth of the lion. David went after it, pulled the lamb from his mouth, rescued the lamb alive. What are we talking about here? A very clear message. Before you start praying now, no conflict. No peace. No violence. No victory. No venture. No future. No fight. No progress. No contention. No contentment. No fire. No destiny. No aggression. No possession. No war. No enlargement. No battle. No breakthrough. You must discard gentility. You must embrace spiritual brutality and do away with timidity. As from the days of John the Baptist until now, Kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. This is our operation here this morning. But one thing is necessary. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. It is important. Two, you need to engage the warfare
that
you want to go and engage in right now. So right now, just rise up on your feet. Everybody rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. If you are here this morning and you are not born again and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, even if your loads are taken away, the enemy will bring it back. So right there where you are, find a way quickly to this altar or any of the two altars at the back.
Say,
Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Run quickly to this altar here or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you there so that you too can fight a good warfare here today. Find a way to this altar. Any of the two altars at the back. You have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. You want to do so this morning. So that when the heavy load goes, it won't come back to your life anymore. Do that very, very quickly now. Jesus is waiting for you here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken the most important decision in life by surrendering their lives to Jesus. I decree that it shall be well with you. The decision you've taken today shall be permanent in your lives. The Lord will keep you standing by special power. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, our counselors will discuss with you and they will educate you on the next step to take. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads. Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that has magnetized any evil load to you. Talk to the Lord now. Let's rise to our feet, please. For those who are tired of being tired, sick of being sick, they're the ones who should pray now. Those who are not ready to live this environment with any load upon them, whether conscious or unconscious, they should be the one who will pray now. Anything that is stagnating you, say load. Anything that brings sadness to your heart and you can't concentrate, say load. Anything that is making you to see but not attain, say load. Anything that the enemy is using to slow you down,
is
a load. They are not prayers to pray like gentlemen or women. Close your eyes now. With a voice that roars like thunder. You will shout this prayer loud and clear. Prayers that have helped thousands and thousands of believers all over the world. And that will certainly help you today. Can you shout this loud and clear? Evil Lord! Go back to your sender! In the name of Jesus! Your senders. Now, in this warfare song, you are going to command. This is a command that owners of evil load must, as a matter of necessity, carry their load. Carry your load, yes, carry your load. Carry your load, yes, carry your load. Owners of evil load. Carry your load, owners of evil load. Carry your load, oh.
Carry your load, yes. Carry your load, carry your load, yes. Carry your load, owners of evil load. Carry your load, owners of evil load. Carry your load.
Oh yes.
Carry your load, yes. Carry your load.
Come on, Doctor.
Carry your load, yes. Carry your load, owners of evil load. Carry your load,
yes.
Owners of evil load. Carry your load. Carry your load, yes, carry your load. Carry your load, yes, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes, in Jesus' name. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes, in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Silence now. Father,
Baba,
let your liquid fire and your resurrection power begin to flow upon your people here. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of infirmity, every yoke of the enemy, every yoke of backwardness, break in the name of Jesus. Anywhere Anybody's blessings is buried or locked up. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow fired into the body of anyone here, let the arrows go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. That's right. That fellow, you came here, you were assisted to walk here. Throw away that assistance now. In the name of Jesus, and run quickly to the altar here. The power of God is upon you, and the yoke of the enemy is broken to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the footsteps of Jesus is now a symbol. Bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment, will that be made whole? Will that be made whole? Will that be made whole? Stop into the calling, and thou shalt be whole. Each holy decay, each holy decay. Biao yike guru, biao binjo bia. Let me read you, Kenuru. Fufeus. Towards this altar now. Father,
Baba,
let your hand of fire and power fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Every yoke that this hand shall smite, let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let this hand become the hands of fire, the hands of power, the hands of healing in the name of Jesus. Now, wherever you're having trouble now, smite it 40 times. 40 times. Don't care what is going to happen. Smite it 40 times. As you smite it, shout, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Let's go. That's right. All those strange gods assigned against your health, they are scattering now. That's right. That's right. Makato sete ya boshende ra bosepela kaya boshanda. Aha.
Amen.
Check your body now.
Yeah,
check it very well.
Yeah, would that
do
that.
What you could not do before.
Oh,
and once the healing power of God has touched you, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Every swelling in the head, every swelling under the armpit, every swell in the womb, the one in the stomach, I command you to disappear now. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, something has been taken away on someone's head. Something has been taken away from the chest of one person. This thing is preventing you from breathing. Breathe very well now. That's right. That hour of paralysis has just jumped out. Run quickly to this altar. Jesus is waiting for you here. That's right. Don't let the devil put any problem back on you. Just check your body. Check those hands. Check the body. Do what you could not do before. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Say, Holy Ghost! Is that the loudest you can shout it? Make it louder than that. Make it even louder than that. Bulldoze my obstacles. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. Brothers, can I hear you shouting the same thing? Everybody together, Holy God, in the name Jesus, open your mouth and begin to command the obstacles to be bulldozed. Let them be bulldozed. Let them be bulldozed. Let them be bulldozed. Jesus' name we pray. If you are that person who came here with cancer, check that place now. You find that the hand of God has touched you. If you are that person, you came here, you could not urinate. They said that you have a kidney problem. Go and check it out now. The power of God is upon you. That's right. There is someone in this gathering. They have held tight to your promotion for years. But before the next power must change hands, your double, triple promotion shall manifest. You, the spirit of Hania, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. I puncture you now. Disappear in the name of Jesus. Aha. Get yourself ready. We want to pray a summoning prayer.
We
are going to summon all those who have been planting evil things to come here. When we summon them, then whatever they've planted, we plant it back to them. This is not a time not to concentrate. This is not a time to sit down. Shout this loud and clear. Evil planters. Fashion against me. Appear. In the name of Jesus. Command them to appear. Command them to appear. Today is a day of divine judgment. A day of divine judgment. The apostle Telica Taylor. Jesus' name we pray. Now say, now that you are here,
listen, it is today.
Carry your load in the name of Jesus. Now that you are here, carry your load, carry your load. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
A louder amen. Father, we cover the signs and wonders here.
Baba, abo awon ami ati ara won yi.
With the blood of Jesus.
Pelu eje Jesu.
Affliction will never rise again in any life. In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Lord.
Adupe Oluwa.
If you have a testimony to share, remain where you are.
To gbodo se duro sibi to wa o.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
With your eyes closed, sing this song. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead. The blood of Jesus, I plead. The blood of Jesus. Make sure you give the ushers your offering. So as to key into financial and other kinds of blessings. If they can't see you where you are, wave at them, they will come. Please bring out the pictures of the children. Put it on your chair and get on your knees. And as you lay your hands on it, the prayers at the back page. Begin to pray them for your children now. The prayer is at the back page. Lay your hands on that picture and begin to pray those prayers for your children.
The God that answered by fire
Olorun to dahun pelu
shall answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Rise your feet. Hold the photographs in your hand and point it towards this altar and let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. This picture are a symbol for these children. Father, we use these pictures as a point of contact. And every child represented here will receive the touch of heaven in the name of Jesus. Any child that has been lost to the enemy, by the action of today, will recover you in the name of Jesus. Any children whose virtue, whose brain, whose talent has been stolen or transferred, by this service here today, recover it in the name of Jesus. You and your children shall be for signs and wonders. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. As a result of this prophetic action you are taking now, you shall rejoice. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Wave those pictures as a wave offering to the Lord. Wave it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, I'm praying for all who are celebrating their birthday this month. And their wedding anniversary, let it be well with them in Jesus' name. Move them from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, bring out your prayer letters now. Father,
Baba,
all the prayer letters we have written and brought to this particular power must change and service. Oh God, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Let each point we have written on the paper in our heart become points of testimonies in the name of Jesus. You shall testify. You shall rejoice. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From that comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. For that keepeth you in not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 21 persons in this meeting who before the next palm of
changers
will receive glorious elevation that will change their story forever. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer for the children still continues, and the last session is next palm of
changers.
Bring the picture again. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 glorious hallelujah.